You're freshly coming back from this show in Japan. So how has it been?
Japan was really nice. It was a festival called Loud Talk, and it was quite near Tokyo Center. Big festival, 2-day festival. It was really nice festival, and everything is very organized in Japan. It was really nice.
Те се връщат, както знаете, предупреждавахме ви от Япония. Той каза, това е един много голям фестивал, който продължи в продължение на 2 дни. И всъщност с Япония хубавото е, че всичко е много добре организирано. You said that in Japan everything was well organized. So, but I can imagine that this wasn't the first time that you guys played overnight over there.
No, it's not, but it's been several years since we last played in Japan, and this was the first time we did a festival over there, so it was, we didn't know what to expect. A lot of our friends who played in this festival before then told good things about it, and it was pretty amazing. It was an indoor festival with a lot of bands from Heaven and Hell to Marilyn Manson and to Lacuna Coil and very, very big indoor festival. It was great feeling in there.
Попитах го, мога да си представя, че не сте за първи път в Япония. Той каза, да, не бяхме свирили обаче от няколко години. Това беше първия път, в който свирихме на голям фестивал. Този много голям фестивал. С нас участваха и много наши приятели, много други големи групи, като Heaven and Hell и така нататък. Беше наистина много добре. Well, before that, you did a tour of with several Russian dates and stuff. But, okay, so the thing is that in a week time or more, 10 days, you're going to have your first ever show in Bulgaria, which for me, I believe, is a kind of a personal victory, because it's like 10 years later and 6 or 7 interviews later, you're finally going to come to my country. So what kind of expectations you do have, guys, for this first ever show in Bulgaria?
Very, very good experience, and it's always great to come over to a country where we haven't been before. And I'm very sure that this will be a great happening and great evening, especially when we have a really good time to play proper, even though it's a festival, we will play proper set there, so there will be a lot of songs from, I think, from the first album to Silent Waters, so it's great feeling to come over to Bulgaria.
Mm-hmm.
It's a shame that we haven't come over there before, but it's about the time.
Yeah. Вярно е, че не сме идвали никога в България, но беше крайно време. Имаме много големи очаквания за този фестивал, защото за този концерт, защото наистина, казвал съм ви и преди, лично моите опити да докарам тази група в България датират от 1987. Казах му, не са добре, да 10 години по-късно и 5-6 интервюта по-късно, най-после идвате. Той каза, да, наистина имаме големи очаквания, още повече, че ще можем да свирим цял сет. Така че очакванията ни са за това, че ще можем да представим много неща още от първия ни албум, The Chuck до Silent Waters. Well, we have a list of questions from our listeners, and the one that is coming from Crazy Elena is, are you playing some old stuff as well? You mentioned that you're going to play some stuff from the first album as well, because she said, I'm coming to the show with my Tails t-shirt.
It's very good, because we're going to play a few songs at least from Tales from the Thousand Legs. So yes, we are going to play early stuff as well. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Въпросът на Crazy Елена, дали ще свирят парчета от Tales from Thousand Lakes, е се каза, да, ще свирим и от него. Well, So, please tell me, I mean, this is actually your second album already with Tommy Yoten. But,
yes.
The thing is now, I mean, because recording albums is just one side of being in a rock and roll band. The other, obviously, is touring. So, is he a pleasant guy to be with on a tour?
he's a great guy. When he first came into the band, I think it was 4 or 5 weeks in States. So that was like a first tour for him immediately when he came to the band. And it was very good because we started to know more what he is about as a person, and he got a chance to know us. And we got a very good chemistry, and he's definitely now one of us, and in mental level as well. He understands our black humor, what we are telling all the time when we are on tour, and he's a great person, great character, really down to earth guy. I think he's the last person who's going to be pretending to be acting like a rock star.
Mm-hmm. Попитах го, добре, де, вече втори албум издавате с новия си глас Тоби Йолтен, но да правиш албум е едно, а когато си на турне, вече е съвсем друга история. Вие успяхте ли да свикнете с Томи? Всъщност, какъв човек е той, когато сте на турне? Той каза, ще ви предам думите му накратко. Всъщност, той е много земно момче и е последният, който може да се прави на рок звезда. Освен това, много добре разбира черния хумор на всички нас, останали тук в групата. Още в началото си паснахме с него, но сега ми се струва, че той наистина е един от нас. Speaking of which, say that Tommy is a kind of a very down-to-earth kind of guy. Do you consider yourself personally to be a guitar god?
No, definitely not. Even though I'm involved with the album which is going to be released here in Finland, and this album is called Guitar Heroes, I definitely don't consider myself as a guitar hero. I don't know. I think I'm a very down-to-earth person as well, but always, of course, I'm admired if somebody is likes what I do and likes how I play guitar. But definitely, I'm not a god.
Okay.
Говорейки
за това, че Томи според него бил много земен човек, попитах го, добре, ти възприемаш и себе си като бог на китарата. Той каза, не, въпреки че сега наистина участвам в един албум, който ще излезе тук в Финландия и се казва Китарни герои. Не съм китарен герой. Аз също съм много земен човек и всъщност, ако някой харесва нещата, които правя, това е великолепно, но аз също така съм много земен. Паси Колева send us the question. Is it true that something like 6 years ago when you did this show in Macedonia, you were forced because of this snowstorm to land at Sofia Airport, and if yes, how has it been?
Yeah, that's really true. We were going to a festival show in Macedonia, and it became really an unbelievable trip because the plane couldn't land over to Skopje airport because of the really, really bad weather. And the festival organizer was on the same plane with us, and we did a stop in Sofia. So we decided that it's better if we leave the plane here in Sofia, and he's going to book a car for us. So that's what happened. We were left to Sofia Airport, and this festival organizer guy, he arranged a van to us and drove us from Sofia to Skopje.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really, really weird trip. through weird places. So.
A bumpy, weird trip.
Yes.
Въпросът на Паси Колева.
It was, sorry? Yeah, it was very, very weird.
Окей. Okay. Въпросът на Паси Колева. Вярно ли, когато свириха в Македония през 2001 или 2002, са кацнали на летището в София? И как беше? Се каза, да, вярно е, защото когато отивахме да свирим на фестивала в Македония, се оказа, че в Скопие, летището е затворено и поради снежна буря и трябва да каснем София. С нас беше и човека, който организираше нещата, така че той ни нае един бус, един вен и пътувахме от София за Скопие, след като каснахме на вашето летище. Това беше едно доста странно и идиотско пътуване. Well, basically, you are coming to play at this 20th anniversary of Nuclear Blast Festival in Bulgaria and to share the co-headlining slot together with Ed Guy, but you guys play last. And the other label mates that you're gonna meet down here in Sofia are the British guys of Benediction and the German boys of Agatha Diamond, but I'm sure that you are aware of the fact. But my question is, do you have friends among these bands, or they're just good colleagues of yours?
Yeah, we met in the couple of festival shows with the Ed Guy, so we know the guys. We toured with Benediction, but it's over 10 years ago. We did a tour together with them. So they are very familiar guys, yes, and very, very cool guys as well. So I think each band of these, us, Ed Guy, and Benediction present many different kind of music styles. So I think it will be a good package there.
Well, basically, the idea behind this quite a stylish speaking diverse package was to represent a bit the diversity of the label.
Yes. But I think it's good. It's better than if you have like a festival where everybody plays like Ed Guy type of music. So I think it's much better this way.
Естествено, той знаеше за това, кои са групите, които ще свирят тук на 20 години Nuclear Blast. Освен тях, попитах го дали ги познава, дали са приятели или са просто добри колеги. Той каза, с Ed Guy сме се засичали тук-там, свирили сме заедно, много приятни момчета. А с Benediction сме били заедно дори на турне, но преди повече от 10 години те също са много земни хора. Въпреки, че групите, които участваме на този фестивал, сме доста различни, мисля, че това е много приятно, защото ще има различна музика за всички. Well, two more questions to go, Essa. One of the things is that in the booklet of this great latest album of yours, Silent Waters, we could read that the new logo of Amorphis has been designed by a girl with a very Bulgarian sounding name, and we tracked her name through the internet, and we figured out that this girl, Vjara Genchev, is actually now based in Finland, and she's doing, besides this design and artwork thing, she's also a kind of a heavy DJ in some clubs. But do you know her and how the whole thing happened?
Basically, Nicholas knows her very well. She's his very close friend. And I think Vjara moved to Finland. She was living part time in States as well. So she's living pretty much all over the world. And now that she's located here in Finland. Nicholas had a chance to meet her, I think, year or two back, and she was telling about the art studying and so on. So we saw some of the art that she's done, and she wants to try a little bit modifications our logo. So this is how this happened, and it came out pretty nice. We wanted something new for the logo, which would really match for the cover art as well, and so we decided to add some beautiful leaves over there. So it's very nice, and it fits for the artwork.
Окей. Вероятно и сте ли чували и нас да говорим преди това, как това ново лого на Amorphis, което можем да видим на корицата на новия албум Silent Waters. Ако отворите оригиналната книжка и вътре прочетете, ще видите, че логото е правено от момиче с подозрително българско звучащо име Вяра Генчев. Проверихме в интернет, можете и вие да го намерите и ще видите, че това е една мацка, която в момента се намира в Хелзинки, но иначе е живяла в Канада и в Щатите, занимава се с дизайн, артворк, но също така и пуска музика на хеви метал и метал в разни клубове в Финландия. Попитах Есе, добре, де ти познаваш ли я? И всъщност как стана цялата тази работа? Есе каза, нашия басист Николас Етела Влори, всъщност я познава много добре. Наистина, тя е била в Штатите, но иначе говорихме много за дизайн и мисля, че нещата, които тя направи, пасват много добре. So at least you know one Bulgarian already.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, but it's like...
We know you.
Yeah. Познавате поне един българин. Той каза, да, но всъщност познаваме и теб. So, it's about time that you meet more Bulgarians. Actually, last question is very interesting. It comes once again from one of our listeners called... Let me check where it was. Sorry. Yeah, it's from Christina. The question is... That talking about the lyrics of your band, she got the impression that it's quite a recurrent topic in your lyrics to talk about hair and dreadlocks. Does the hair and the dreadlocks have something particular meaning in the Finnish mythology? And if yes, what it is like?
Hair. No, not exactly. Especially dreadlocks.
Yeah, well, only your lead singer has lots of rasta dreadlocks.
Yes. perhaps in some way, but not in the. No, it's not really specified. Hair is something what's mentioned a lot in the Kalevala and. But it really hasn't anything deeper meaning. It's just hair.
Okay.
But it's a good question anyway. Very good question.
Yeah, it is. So find a very curious answer to give to the journalists here in 10 days.
Yes.
Okay, man. So thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, Lucky. It was really nice interview.
We definitely can't wait to you to play here and actually to join this big party.
Yes.
Have a great flight and we're cooling the bottles of vodka already for you here.
Excellent. That sounds good. And we will definitely do a show that people will definitely remember for years.
Okay, man. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Ciao. Накрая зададохме въпроса на към Еса на Христира. Аз искам да питам за текстовете. Прави ми впечатление, че доста често в тях се споменават коси и плитки. Имат ли плитките някакво по-особено значение в финландската митология и какво е то? Не, просто коса, пък плитките съвсем не. Аз казах, освен, че вашия певец, сега Тоби Йолцер има много дълги плитки. След това му казах, хайде, нямаме търпение да ви посрещнем тук в България. Вече студим бутилките водка, той каза и ние. Благодаря за интервюто, идваме. Чакайте ли. Това беше Еса Холопайрен на живо. Не дей да ми звъниш по дяволите, не чуваш ли, че говоря с Аморфис по радиото.